We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Peidal Adam Abayz. We are starting a brand new parak, Elohein Hanechnokim, which means we learned until now the ones who are Chayev Skila, the ones who are Chayev Shreifa, and the ones who are Chayev Sayef. We actually didn't finish explaining the ones who are Chayev Sayef because there's another one of Irin Hadachas, which will be explained in the next parak. And therefore, some Rishonim actually had the next parak before this parak, parak Achelik, before the parak Elohein Hanechnokim. But Lamaisen, our Gemaros, the Rishonim put, there's a whole shot of where it goes, but we have the order, Nechrach comes next, and we're going to explain which Averis, the Oynish is, Chenek. So Elohein HaNechnokim, these are the following Averis that are Chayiv Chenek, which according to the Rabbanon is the most lenient form of Mises Bezdin. So what are they? Hamaka of Vimoy, someone hits a father, mother's Chayiv Chenek, Begoinev Nefesh Miyisrael, someone who steals, kidnaps someone, Uzokin Mamre Api Bezdin, someone who doesn't listen to Bezdin. We have to see all these halachas, what it means exactly. It means Bezdin Agadol. Navi Asheker, a Navi who says false prophecy. Vamasnav B'Shem Rezchavim, someone who says a Navias B'Shem Avaydazara. Vahabal Eshzish, someone's Vizana with Eshzish. Vizoymime Bas Koyen, and a Zoymime of a Bas Koyen. We know the halacha is a Bas Koyen gets Shreifa. But the Zaymim, someone who tried to say Edis on a Bas Koyin, the halach is, they don't get Tzreifa, they only get Cherek. Uboyala, same thing goes for someone who's Mazana with a Bas Koyin, even if the Bas Koyin is getting Tzreifa, he will get Cherek. There is an exception that if she is an Ira Hamarasa, so then the Boyala will get Skila, not Cherek. We're talking about it's an Asua. So then the Bayala gets Chenek. This is the way Rashi explains that, talking about obviously Nesua, not Arusa. So that is the list of the Averis which are Chayiv Chenek. Zog to Gemara, the Gemara first is going to explain, and that's been the discussion of the next Blat Gemara, is going to be Maka of Avimai. Zog to Gemara, it says in the Mishnah that someone who hits his father or mother is Chayiv Chenek. What's the makar that Chayiv Chenek? The Sifat says in the Pasuk, Maka of Vimoy Moisuma. So Pasuk Parashat Shpatim says that someone's Maka hits his father or mother, he's Chayiv Misa. V'chol Misa Amur B'Torah Stam in El Chenek. A Stam Misa in Torah is Chenek, and therefore we know it's Chenek. So Freyta Gemara, how do you know Maka means just hitting your father or mother? Maybe means killing your father or mother. Eim Ad Kotele Miktel. Maybe. No, maybe you only chayiv chenek if someone kills his father. You think it's talking about killing? If it's talking about killing, then why do you chayiv only chenek? Kotel chad, if you kill, stam a person, you chayiv the more chomer to go on. Sat besayif, va'ovev v'chenek, and your father get less v'chenek. So that's a raya, the makavim must not mean that you killed the father and mother. So the Gemara says, that's a good svara, hodich l'mandi amechenek kal. If you're mechenek kal, here, it must be without killing him, because why would you get less? But el l'mandi amechenek chomer, but according to the mandi amechenek, we had a machlekes with Shimon and Rabbanon before, if mechenek is more chomer, if you're mechenek is more chomer, mayik l'meimah, maybe makem means killing. So according to that mandi amechenek, how do you know makem doesn't mean killing? Because according to mechenek is more chomer than sayif, and it's saying that regular person you kill, you chayiv sayif. If you kill your father or mother, you chayiv chenek. So maybe that's what pasuk means. So how do you know it doesn't mean that? Hello. Milchsiv make ish vames. Moisumas. It says what a regular person lashon is not make ish moisumas. It's make ish vames moisumas. Milchsiv oy be'eva he called biyadoi v'yamas. Both these pukim say when it comes to hitting a stam person, it speaks out that what happened was the person died. So you see clearly when the Torah needs misa, To be that you did a misa and therefore get an oynish misa, it says clearly misa. And here by makah of vima, I say makah of vima meis moisumas. Just as makah of vima. So therefore, we know that makah of vima means without meis. Shmamino kol heche de ika hakar stam lav misu. It's not misa. So how do we know that makah of vima just means hakar, not misa? Because it doesn't say vameis. Because you see, by a regular person says vameis, here it doesn't say vameis. So therefore, you know, it means stam hakah. Once we mentioned, we take a tiny tangent over here, once we mentioned the psukim of regular ritzeach, we are going to just say why we need two psukim. So we have one pasuk, makah ish v'meis moisimah. Someone hits a person and kills him, he's chayiv misa. There's another pasuk that says, kol makah nefesh l'fi eidim yirtzeach as a ritzeach. It says in the pasuk, kol makah nefesh. or there's a few times the Gemara says v'ishki Yaakov kol nefesh. So there's another pasuk that says Yaakov kol makah nefesh. Why do you both pshukim? Why do you makah ish v'meis? And why do you call makah nefesh? Be'eva is not a special pasuk. It's oy be'eva, how someone got killed. It's not, here's the same exact thing. It says makah ish v'meis v'meis v'mos. Then it says kol makah nefesh v'edim yirtzach. Well, what's these two things? What's these two psukim? Oy be'eva is in the whole it's in the psukim of Galus over there, Ayin Shom. And saying that it's only if it's a shaykh, but if it's on purpose, it's not. That's not the chiddush by itself, that those psukim are different psukim. Here the question is, what's mak and nefesh? What's kol mak and nefesh? Vitzuch mechtav mak ish. Vitzuch mechtav kol mak and nefesh. Dikos rachmon ar mak ish. If it would say, just mak ish hameis moishimos, hava mina ish the bar mitzvah in, katan loy. You would think that you're only chayiv for killing a gadol. But if you kill a kata, maybe you're not chayiv misa. Because it says maka ish, tafka ish. So therefore, kos rachmona, kol maka nefesh, you hit any nefesh, you're chayiv misa ready. If you kos rachmona, kol maka nefesh, have a mina fill in the following. You would think, kol maka nefesh, any type of nefesh, even a nefel, which is a baby that's born, that's not going to live. Rashi says, for example, his face is smashed in, or he has two backs, whatever it is, he's not going to live. So you would think if you kill such a baby, yechayiv or afilu ben shmoino. In those days, someone a baby born after 8 months would not live. So you would think yechayiv for killing those type of babies. Therefore, it says tzrichi. Therefore, it says kol makah nefesh has to be a nefesh. It has to be makah ish. Has to be a ish. Like kaponim doesn't have to be a gadol, but has to be a ish. Has to be more than. Has to be someone who's going to live. So that's why we need both psukim. So now, back to our din of makah of v'imai. So what do we learn? That makah v'imai means hitting your father or mother already chayiv chenek. What does that mean? V'ima, afagav le'ov b'chabura. Maybe, if someone hits his father or mother, just hits him, he's chayiv chenek. Even at a chabura. Allah matanah, why does it say in the Mishnah, u'makah of v'imai, ain't chayiv, ach yaseh b'm chabura. It says in the Mishnah, later on, that if someone hits his father or mother, you're not chayiv to make a chabura, to make a wound. So how do you know that? So what's the makar for that? Because it just says play makah. Maybe any makah is chayiv. Omakro, makah odom, makah behema. It says in the pasuk, it says right near each other, makah odom and makah behema. So we learn now from there that it says makah behema yishameno, makah odom yuma. So in the same pasuk it says makah behema, makah odom, which is a hekesh, the two things. And we learn from there, ma makah behema adova bechavuro, shuk behema. You have to do a chabura. How do we know? The chsiba nefesh, the lashon of behemah is that umak nefesh behemah. It's actually the pasuk right before that, but by behemah is the lashon nefesh, it has to be a nefesh. A nefesh is mashma, some dam comes out. So just like behemah, adava bechabura, chsiba nefesh, adamak adam, adava bechabura. By adam also, adava chabura. So what are we saying? We're saying is that how do you know by you need a chabura by makah of a father? Teretz is, because it says makah adam and Maka behema next to each other. Maskeflo Rabbi Yirmiya El Ma'ato Hechisha Ba'avonim Hochen Narmel Mechayev. You're telling me now that behema needs to have nefesh, and nefesh is mashma chabura. So if it's nefesh mashma chabura, so you tell me now that if I weaken a behema, I mean, I put a bunch of stones on top of the behema and attack and weakens him, the behema gets worth less in value. You're not going to be chayev. You didn't make a wound. Hochen Narmel Mechayev. So Mara says, you're right. It has to be your chayiv. So what is it saying? The word nefesh by behema is misplaced. We're going to take the word nefesh by behema and put it by Adam, which is by a father. Now, in the nefesh behema, doinami chisha v'avonim chayiv, tnu in the nefesh Adam. We're going to use it for Adam. So the ma'aseh will come in like this. That how do we know you have to have a chabura by Adam v'ima? Because we have an extra word nefesh by behema, it doesn't apply to behema, and we use that the word nefesh for Adam. So now Gemara asks, Elo hakesh lomli, what do you use the hakesh for? There's a pasuk, same pasuk brings down behema and Adam, same pasuk. What is the purpose of that hakesh? The moral purpose is look at the Tanya, like for the following, look at Tanya Bechiska, for the brisa of Bechiska, which we had before, The Gemara brings down that the Chizkiyah makes a hekesh. Just like by a behemah, you are chai for damages of behemah. Man, if you're shogging, mazim, miskaven, and miskaven. The same thing is when you hit an Adam, you are potter. When you kill Adam, you are potter for mamonos, no matter if it's b'shoyigim bezid or miskavenim miskaven. That was the hekesh we had. But Chizkiyah holds that if someone kills someone, even b'shoyigim, he's not chayiv misa, he still have come with the rabbinay. How do you know that? From the hekesh, maka behemah to maka Adam. So I upon him, that's used the hekesh for. Afraid to Gemara, okay, that's geshmak if you hold the chizkiyah, but don't hold the chizkiyah. Not even hold the chizkiyah. Honech man the islay tonim chizkiyah. Man the less the tonim chizkiyah hekesh lomali. If you don't hold the chizkiyah, what do you need the hekesh for? So Rashi says, who doesn't hold the chizkiyah? It brings down that the Gemara in Baba Kama and Baba Kama Ksubas has a Yerichon and Shlokish there say not like that. It has bothered me, right? We had before on Daf Ayin Tesa and Beis that. The Gemara says that the Rebbe and the Rabbanon don't hold Tanur Chizkiyah. So, Omer Rava, hide Tanur Chizkiyah, mafkam with the Rebbe, the Mafka Rabbanon. So, he could have said, you don't have to go to some Amaroyim in Mesechtas Ksubis. You could have brought down Tanoyim over here. Rashi could have said, it's an Ora, Rashi. I didn't see someone ask the Ora about Kabbanon. In any case, Rebbe Chizkiyah is not Likul Yama. So, it's not Likul Yama. What do you do with the Hekesh? So, the Gemara, the Hekesh is for this. Ma Maka Behema Lerufua Potter, just like if you make a behemah for you're trying to heal the behemah, and you hurt the behemah. Let's say make is dam. You're part of an aslumim because it's not akaza, because we're mazike. You're trying to do akaza. Same thing, maka the adam also, which is father. If you're doing the refuah, you're part of a misa, even though it's chabura, because you're trying to refuah. Because it's your bloodletting. So just like by a behemah, it's pasher. You're potter. You're trying to heal the behemah. Same thing by a father. Even though you made a chabura, you're still potter. That's the hekesh is for. The boy Lu, because we had a shayla, ben maush yakas dam loviv. Could a son take dam from his father? L'char is being making chabura. So Rav Masta Amar it's mutter v'hafto l'reacha kumaycha. That the whole isser always is these surim of hakah is only something that you wouldn't do to yourself, but obviously, to do something to heal yourself, you would do, and if it's not awesome, Rav Dima Chirin, Ma Maka Adam Maka Behema, Ma Maka Behema Lefua Potter, Maka Adam Lefua Potter. Rav Dima Taka uses this hekesh for this. So, Akapon, we're holding right now is like this: we have a pasuk Maka Avavimai says Yichayev Chenek. It's not talking about you killed the father mother because it doesn't say v'meis. Now, it could be any hakosh Yichayev Chenek. Teretz is we have this word nefesh that was misplaced by behema, and we zetzedayim by adam of father by trying to kill you, trying to hurt someone hurts his father. Dafka chay chenek if did a chabur. You're gonna ask me, so what was the hekesh to behema for? The hekesh behema either to talk about chizkiyah or to teach us that refuah is potter. So that's what comes out. Come out right now. If you stop right now, the chayra someone could be a doctor and give his father a shot because the chayra. It's mevuyah over here that refuah is mutter. But comes the Gemara Vaita and says not so pashat. Rav loyshovik librei lemishkulei saluya. Rav did not let his son to take out a saluya is a splinter. He did not tell him to take out a splinter. Marbrei Rav loyshovik librei lemishkulei kavsa. He had a blister. It had to be had a pus blister. I take the pus out. He did not let him do it. Why not? Dilma chaval v'havel shigas iser. Maybe he will give him a chavala, which means he'll do a little bit more maybe than he has to. And it's a shayki of an isser misa. So therefore, he did not let him do such a thing. So when as Akasha, we know, you're not allowed to be chavala anyone. It says, lo Yosef, but a pasuk of Malkus says, lo Yosef, you're not allowed to hurt someone. You're not allowed to hit even your friends alive in the Torah. So how are you ever allowed to take a splinter from your friend? Maybe you're going to make a wound. And it should be a shigas isa also. Yach achanami. Why dafka father? So tomorrow, achar shigas lav. Benoi shigas chenek. There's a difference. If it's a father, there you're taking a chance of a chiv misa. Mashainke in here, it's a lav. It's more cool. If you're not worried about the chshash that you might do, you might do a isa. So Kapanim, it sounds like Rav is really arguing on before, or he's clarifying what we said before. Refuah is mutta, but not true. That's a pasuk. That's like the way the Rosh brings it down. The Rosh says Boilu ben Maash Yakas Dam Loaviv Vaasikna Rav Papa Lo Shavuk Le Lebrei Lemishklei Shluya My Brei Davina Lo Shavuk Le Lebrei Lemishklei Lekiva Dil Mechavle Vahavle Issechenek. That's the Askana of the Shadash. That was could a son do that? The answer is no. A son cannot do that. That's what comes out of the Gemara, that the son is not really allowed to do that. And this is how we pass him ikadin. It's a whole tumult. If you cost money, it's a whole tumult in halacha. Exactly how far I take this, but meikaradin shteita that you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do this for your father. Like some people, that's a shaila getting a haircut from your father. That was a big shaila to give your father a haircut. Lamaisa today, it's more cool to get a haircut because haircut is not really a chash of any wound if you have a good haircut machine. But a bad haircut machine is taka shaila if you're allowed to give your father a haircut because you're going to give him a wound. Now, like Mara Zakasha, if Shigas Mises Bezdin, which means Shigas Chedek, is a problem, I'm having a problem like this. Ratnan, the Mishnah says, Makat Shal Yad, you're allowed to use, talking about Muksa there, it says a Makat Shal Yad, you're allowed to use a needle, a sewing needle, Lito Boyas HaKoitz, to take out a Koitz on Shabbos, you're allowed to use a needle. Now, using it here, you might make a chavola, and on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take out blood on Shabbos. It's a deraisa of Antilas Neshama. So, or part of Sheikhet, sorry, what Sheikhet is. But in any case, you're not allowed to take out blood. It's an Isser of chavola on, it's an Isser chavola, it's the deraisa of chavola, one of the dominant malachas, to take out blood on Shabbos. So how are you allowed to take out a koitz? You might let out blood. You might come to a skilo. So it's a sugar skilo. So how do I do this? Now that we said that you're not allowed to take from your father because sugar is chenek, on Shabbos, how do I do this? Sugar skilo. So my answer is, it's not shver. Why not? Hoso mekalkalu. There it's not a shash skilo because it's mekalkal. And mekalkal is potter. Zog to Gemara, okay, that's not so poshut. Why? Huh? More the answer is that we know that by Shabbos is an issa maleches machshavas. That you have to do something constructive. Something not constructive, kilkul, if you rip up a piece of, you take a shirt and you rip it to shreds, you're not chayiv for Korea. Even though Korea is one of the lamas halachas. Why not? Because you're mekalkal. Here, a wound is you're mekalkal someone. So therefore, it's the loch is that if it's mekalkal, so you're potter. Now, the Gemara asks, I'm going to ask in a second, that there's a machoikis. The Reb Shimon holds that you're right, Makalkas Pata, there's two exceptions. Choyvel and Mavir are two Lamentas Malachas that are Chayvim Makalkal. Why does Reb Shimon say that? Because that is inherently every Choyvel and every Mavir is Makalkal. And it's still Chayv, that's Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Yehuda holds, no. You only Chayv those things when it's taka constructive. For example, a mila. You did a chayav constructive. You made a tick in the person. Or whatever the case is. You need the blood for the caliph. That's what Rav Yehuda holds. That's taka. Makalka is also part of chayav l'mavir. Rav Shimon holds, chayav l'mavir is chay. So here we're answering, oh, it's makalka. Freiting more. Honich l'man di'amar. Makalkal potter by choyvel umaver makalkal is potter. Elamad the mechayev, according to Rav Shimon, that holds that makalkal is chayev when it comes to choyvel. Ma'ik lemeimer, why don't you worry when you take out a splinter that you're coming to a sugar skilo? So Gemara answers like this: Man shamalei don makalkal vura chayev. Who's one of those makalkal vura chayev? Rav Shimon. And on top of peyam and aleph, Rav Shimon the umar komalocha shein tzirichel gufa potter leha. Here, it's like Rashi calls like ishkal in a mechavin. Here, I'm not trying to make a wound. You're right, if I try to make a wound, makalkos chayev echayevel. Here, I don't need this wound. I have to take the splinter out. The wound is something that happens abstractly. And therefore, it's a melachos shayetzir legufa. I'm not sure why it doesn't call it any mechavin, but it calls it melachos shayetzir legufa. And that, according to Rav Shimon, you're potter. Rav Shimon has two shittas in regard to those things. He holds any mechavin is potter, and he holds as mutter. He calls melachos shayetzir legufa, he's also potter. He was saying, Rashi on the Pedal and Bezim explains, he says, that Rav Shimon says chayev bechabura. Rav Shimon nami lo mechayev am meskaven lekach. That was tzarich lechavara, lechavala. Avon oit lekoyitz in tzarich lechavara, tzarich lechavala. He didn't want to do this. He doesn't need this. And therefore, according to Rav Shimon, also kalkos chayev, here you'll be part of because it is a melacha, shein tzarich legufa, and therefore it's not a chash of shigas skilah.